Got a little protege. Mr. Lathrop, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you, sir?
See, how's you working over at Island?
Okay, everyone. Welcome to the Town of Montville Town Council regular meeting of August 12th, 2024. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. In a moment of silence for our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Here.
Councilor Jackson.
Here.
Here.
Councilor May.
Here.
Councilor Sibylle.
Here.
Councilor Southern.
Here.
Councilor Young.
Present.
Okay, tonight we have a special recognition. I'd like to call up the Good Times Motoring Club. I'll be the Howards are here, and Chief Blanchett and Lieutenant Radford.
Good evening, Mayor, Town Council, Chief Blanchett, and Lieutenant Radford. I am here tonight representing the club members of the Good Times Motoring Club of Colchester, Connecticut. We are a group of car enthusiasts who host a monthly car cruise on the Colchester Town Green from April until September. We held our June car cruise to raise money for donations to local police canine units. This year's show welcomed 176 vehicles. We also had sponsors who helped us to be able to pay for trophies and help subsidize the donation. I would like to take a moment to recognize and thank this year's local sponsors. Jeff Daniels of Daniels & Sons Construction, LLC. Jordan Hadley with Airtime Snow Plowing and Landscaping. Tom McNally, TNS Lawn Care, LLC. Joe Blinn, JDB Lawn Care. And Ron Percy of Ron and Son Lawn Care, LLC. On behalf of the Good Times Motoring Club team members, we are pleased to present a check for $1,000 each to both the Montville Police Canine Unit and Colchester Police Canine Unit. We look forward to an even more successful event next year. Also, on behalf of Tom and myself, we would like to present an additional personal donation of $250 to the Montville Police Canine Program.
Thank you. And thank you very much. I believe this is the fourth time you guys done it, so really third time. Thank you so much for the donation. At this time, I'd like to entertain alterations to the agenda. I believe we need to remove item 16E. That needs a little more clarification, and I'm going to send that back. We're going to send that back to the town attorney for a couple of things to finalize that. So 16E was to set up a public hearing, so.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. We'll take that another day. Mayor, make sure we get that back to the town attorney.
Okay, just for the record, I already did that.
Good.
I'll send it back to him again.
Yep. Any other alterations agenda? Moving on, consider an act of motion to approve the special meeting minutes of June 2nd, 2023. That was in your packet. Did everyone get that?
So moved.
I'll second it. But
any discussion? So this was email correspondence from the FOI court, and it was a decision that there was a secret meeting held on June 2nd, 2023. That was a previous town council. It's everyone just read it, and it's pretty self-explanatory, but we were found to be in violation of holding a meeting that was not that was done in secret. So everyone take a look at that, understand it, learn from it. And if you have any comments, you can always ask me. Item 6B, the regular meeting minutes. Oh, excuse me. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Item 6B, the regular meeting minutes of July 8th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. At this time, consider an act and a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy and or negotiations with respect to collective bargaining negotiations. This action is taken without prejudice to the board's right to discuss these matters in private, meaning pursuant to Connecticut State Statute 1 TAC 200, parentheses 2, discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr., and town attorney, town labor attorney, Christy Kelly.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Note the time of 7:07. Entering into executive session. Okay, out of executive session at 8 p.m. No votes were taken. All right, where are we? Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Ann Gollin, 64 D'Amato Drive, Oakdale. I just wanted to tell the council some of the good things that the Montville Animal Shelter community team has been doing. While we're waiting for the shelter to be built, in July, we collected over 1,200 pounds of dog food and donated it to the pet pantry located in the social services building. And now in August, we're up to over 200 pounds of cat and supplies, and we hope to have more. So what we're doing right now is helping the people in Montville that need assistance to keep their pets in the home. So we have pet food and supplies at the pet shelter, pet pantry, and they can go there, they fill out an application, and they can get food for their animals. So, and we've been collecting money at different events and giving it to Norwich Town Veterinary Hospital and the animal shelter. The animal control officer can take any of the animals that are sick and injured from Montville and Salem to the veterinary hospital for free, and they will take care of the animals for them. So, which is some good things that we've been doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And one more time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, thank you. Communication, a copy of the July 2024 financial reports from Finance Director Barbara Griffin, copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the month of June 2024, copy of the legal bills from Helleron and Sage for the month of June 2024, and copy of the Community Center Exploratory Building Committee report. Everyone received that in their package?
Yep.
All right, thank you. Reports from town attorney on matters referred. Do we have any, Mayor?
Yeah, we got a couple things. There's the ordinance draft for the
Well, we have the solar field.
Declaration for the fireman.
Fireman.
That's on the packet. And the solar...
Easement.
Easement for the transfer station. Landfill is also there.
And then we have the register of voters.
Yep, the register of voters. Public act for the establishment of veterans who have a service-connected permanent total disability rating. There's some information being circulated to all the clerks of the state, so they're all on the same page and they all know what the conditions are for someone claiming to be permanently disabled, and that's forthcoming. It's quite a convoluted problem with the terminology that they're using. If we can have the chief come up with his reports.
Well, just a second before you go, I know you're doing that. I was going to, on the just a clarification on the that House bill that was passed for if you're totally 100% disabled, your property tax for your domicile is you don't pay.
Right, and so that goes into effect next year.
Yeah, it's for this upcoming. So talk to Kathy Austin. There is going to be some language coming out to all the town clerks that will help facilitate that and get everything, because every town is interpreting it different. So they're trying to get everybody on page with that. All right.
Yep.
So are we ready for the...
Also, I've been in discussions with Eversource on the offshore wind. There's a $389 million award going to all the New England states, of which Montville is going to benefit from, with storage batteries down by the river at the power plant, as well as a switching station over on Moxley Road with additional power lines coming in, and a converter box with a plan for to receive the hard wires from the windmills in the Sound that would come up Route 32 into Montville. Eversource has got a lot of work going on that Montville's going to find beneficial. It'll help the tax base. And the roundabouts on Route 161 and 85 were canceled. All they're going to do now is they're going to realign the intersection of 161 to 85 with widening sections of Route 85 all the way up into Horse Pond Road in Salem. The Trading Cove Dam removal is progressing. That Trading Cove, the removal of that dam is going to permit or lessen the flooding that we've always experienced on New London Turnpike. I don't have a date for that to start, but the talks are still going on. The ATM has been installed, the town hall is running. The animal control facility, the project manager has been appointed by the state, and all of the necessary material that they've requested has been forwarded to them, as well as back to Silver and Petrocelli. We're probably going to go out for a rebid to reword some of the bids so it meets the state's requirements, but all of that information is in their hands at this time.
Fishing pier.
The permit with DEEP is, we're waiting for it to return to us. It's been completed, and all of the information that they've requested has been given to them. I'm hoping we can get something started by fall. We're right now looking at security cameras and how we're going to get over the railroad tracks with the power and the cable, and then trench it down to the parking lot. So it's ongoing, and we're making progress with it.
All right, thank you. So I got some department heads here tonight. Chief Blanchett, would you like to come up? No? Or Lieutenant Radford, do you have anything to... Okay, you'll speak at the time. All right. Finance Director, Barbara?
Hi, Finance Director Barbara Griffin. So it's getting to be end of August. We are working on closing out our fiscal year. I thought I was going to have budget transfers.
Could you move the microphone closer?
A little closer. Okay. I thought I'd have budget transfers tonight, but we still have some POs that I'm trying to get closed out. So I want to do that before I bring budget transfers, and I'm working with the department heads to finish that up. One thing I did want to comment on is we did have a bid earlier this summer and originated with Chief Turner giving me a bid package for, and it, I know it's on the agenda, but I just want to make a few comments on it. The pumper, that's what it is.
M12?
Yes, yeah. And the reason I want to mention it is because that came out of a 2024, it was on the SIP in 2024. So it took them about a year to get the bid package ready to go out. There was a bid. We did get bids. And the one that was selected came in higher than the amount that had been appropriated. The amount appropriated was $850,000. This came in at $1,044,407. So you're going to be voting on that tonight. But I just wanted to note something that came out of the Finance Committee meeting when this was discussed, and that is that the price increase is due to the use of a new EPA motor, making it a 2027 diesel compliant. And so there is a cost increase. This is the one that does meet the bid requirements, so you will be bidding on that tonight. That's about all I have, unless there are any questions.
Nope, it's on the thing tonight to vote on, but all right, any questions?
Nope.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see any other department heads here, so let's move on to reports from standing committees. Town Administration Rules and Procedures.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman. Two items on the agenda.
Okay, and we'll be discussing those. Finance, we mentioned a couple of things. Barbara mentioned the M12 fire truck is on our agenda tonight. And I'm trying to think what else we did at our last meeting. Oh, and we got the radios that'll be talked about. Big savings on the new system that we're going to be adopting, and there'll be more to come on that. So, Public Works Solid Waste, Councilor Karen?
We did not have a meeting, but there is some news to report there. The pavilion, the roof is done. We did get the bids in for the electrical. We do have to upgrade some of the electrical, and there is going to be some add-ons to the electrical towards the end, some new lights. The new fascias are on. The siding has been ordered. It should be in within another week or so. The painting bid came in. We are going to extend painting from to repaint the bathrooms and also paint, power wash and paint the small pavilion. So that will be thing that's been added into that whole mix with the budgetary numbers that we I had brought forward to all of you. One note that we all have to consider really soon, the Public Works Director called me on, I believe it was Thursday, a couple days before he's on vacation, said that the boiler at Fair Oaks School is leaking. I met with him over there. He had already met with EMCOR. EMCOR was there to do a maintenance and found out the boiler, steam boiler, is unrepairable. At this time, the leak is pretty good. They did turn it on, and the water is seeping out pretty good, pretty bad, I should say. Nothing pretty good about this whole thing. So we're looking at the options, the Public Works Director and I, and to see what's the best option, either replacing that boiler. The problem with replacing that boiler, you're looking at 30 weeks out, or doing split units, heat pumps units in the classrooms, because the school does use two of the classrooms there. down the end, and we also have use of the gym for people to use in other areas of the youth services in Parks and Rec. So right now we're looking at the cost effective on that. If to replace the steam boiler, the we're looking at the pipes because some of the pipes are aged and are we throwing good money at bad money. I'll probably have to come back to you or have the Public Works Director come back with you after meeting with a few, get a good idea of what's the most cost effective way to fix this headache that we have.
All right. Since you're on a roll, why don't you tell me about Commission on Aging Nonprofit Social Services?
Commission on Aging Nonprofit, we did not have a meeting. Of course, does not mean anything when you're there. You're there, and I'm there a couple times a week. We're also into the fundraiser. We just had a fundraiser the other day for the seniors that was successful. It was a concert. We are still partnering with UCFS on our mental health, our nursing there. We also are waiting for the new van to come in. We did get a van. I did say that at the last meeting. We did get a van that the MedRide van comes to us again, so we got a new van, and then we're sharing a van with Norwich. And after the lease agreement is done with that, we'll get that van. The town will. And Kathy right now is also, you'll see some stuff in here, some grants that Kathy had written, worked really hard on, and we do have them. We did win those. We also have some announcements that are going to come out probably in another couple of days. We did, we are announcing pretty soon about the other trip, this bus trip for the seniors. That's no cost to the seniors. The seniors did have a nice trip down to our local PD, and, you know, thank you for all taking care of the seniors that day, you know, Lieutenant, Chief, and everyone that was involved in that. The seniors were ecstatic about that. They'd like to do another one, I hear. You know, maybe a little trip with you on the bus with them, Chief. That would be, you know what I mean? On the MedRide bus. I think it was the MedRide. Yes. But that's about it for me.
All right. Thank you. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Board of Education, Planning and Zoning.
No meeting for the Board of Education in July. Planning and Zoning, I did not attend the meeting. I was sick, and I notified them. And I want to thank them for everything that they're doing for us.
And Planning and Zoning?
Planning and Zoning. There's no, I have no report.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development and Water Police Control Authority.
Economic Development Committee. Still trying to work through some stuff for the town to, you know, see where the Economic Development Committee can really benefit the town and how to fit in and make changes. Talks to them getting on some other committees and getting some of those members a little bit more involved so we hear their voices and thoughts. And then WPCA, the Cook Water Tower is coming along. There is a little bit of a delay in the steel they're using for it because it gets blended with a glass on top of it to keep it from rusting. There was a delay somewhere in there. It goes from like Texas to like Illinois or something for that process. So there's a little bit of a delay there, but things are moving along there pretty well. The plant is running really well. It always runs at its best during the summer. But this summer is hitting some great numbers, which is good efficiency for everything. It says that the staff is doing well on everything, keeping an eye on things. So all good things to report there, and the system is running pretty smooth.
All right. Thank you. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety, and Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
Conservation Commission, we met last week, and they're working on kind of inventorying our open space in town. So there's a lot of space that's owned by us, and we kind of trying to figure out what exactly it is. Can it be connected to other open spaces? Can it be utilized better? So they're kind of taking on that task right now. Public safety, they talked about M12, the pumper that we're going to be discussing tonight. They also recognized Officer Mora. He's one of our police officers in town. He was recognized for representing Mobile well and just being an asset to the community for numerous translation efforts, Spanish to English. He also helped Groton PD with a child predator operation. He was a huge asset for that, so just wanted to shout him out and thank him. Youth Services, their big thing is they're losing one of their staff members after 11 years, so I'm just going to read a little bit about what they said about her. They said, it's great sadness that we bid farewell to Alicia Seltzer, one of our most treasured coworkers and friends here at MYSB. 11 great years have just flown by, and her contributions, dedication, work ethic, and good heart will be missed by us and the kiddos and families of MYSB. So they just wanted to thank her, and they'll miss her. And that's all I got.
Thank you. Councilor Southard, Farmers Market, Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, so the farmer's market is going well this week. There's a car show, a car cruise, and the music's going to be Dan Watson. Following that, it's back to school night and then dog days. Parks and Rec, this is the last week of summer camp. All the weeks except for the 4th of July week were full, so that was good. There were also free pickleball lessons scheduled for residents for this past Saturday. Unfortunately, with the rain, they had to move it to Sunday, and about half of the folks that had signed up were able to attend. And as Councilor Karen said, there was a special meeting to approve the siding for the large pavilion, and they chose dark blue for that. And finally, there's two Montville Music concerts left. This week it's Pink Row Rockers, and then next week it's Branded. And it's for the library. They had a special board meeting where two committees were appointed. One is to make changes to bylaws following recommendations and consultation with the state library support person, and also a committee for a proposed new job description for the library director position. And they also approved a contract for a complete roof replacement at the library.
Thank you. Appointments and resignations. To consider and act on a motion to accept the resignation of Isaac Tate from the Planning and Zoning Commission effective August 1st, 2024.
With regret.
So. Second.
All right. Any discussion?
I just wanted to thank Isaac. His family's moving. It's unfortunate. He was new to this, and he was very involved, but he's moving. So thank you, Isaac.
Yeah, I believe it's a military. His wife's military, and he's moving. So it's things that happens with military. They have to move from time to time. But it's sad that he had to resign, and it's going to be very missed. So roll call, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Winthrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelian.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right. Unfinished business. Consider an act of motion to discuss the progress of the animal control facility.
Mr. Mayor, do we know the name of the project manager the state assigned?
We need a second and a.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I can say that we do know the name. I don't have it in front of me here. Melinda Wilson is my contact there with DECD, but the project manager slipped my mind. I don't have it.
All right, and you said they were rewording the stuff before they put it out to bid. Who's rewording what?
Well, the state standards that we have to comply with now that we have the state money, and some of the wording has to do with CHRO and with prevailing wages. And I'm not sure what the other requirements are, but they're going to get back to me with what those are.
So that's the project manager that's doing that?
No.
Or Petroselli?
Petroselli.
No, Petroselli is going to be following through with what they're telling us we need. And I know that I don't have a lot to report on this month, but I can't make the state do something.
No, I understand.
And this coming month, I'm hoping to have some significant progress and some things moving forward.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
I can tell you that a day still does not go by that I don't give it attention.
All right. Any other questions? All right. New business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $5,713.38. As requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Winthrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelian.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Sorry. Councilor Eaton.
Favor.
Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16B, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the tax abatement of $1,288.82 for the real estate for the October 1st, 2023 grand list for Avalonia Land Conservancy, Inc.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say that the property was just recently purchased by the Conservancy, and that's what the abatement's about.
Does this, I know it goes all the way back to 2023. That's the only thing kind of strange about this one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, roll call, please.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor
Deskowitz?
Favor. Councilor
Leifer? Favor.
Councilor
Sebelia? Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Favor. Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16C, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the policies and procedure for reporting workplace injuries, as recommended by the Town Administration's Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
We had the HR director at our meeting. She explained what we were doing here, what we had in the past.
Required by our insurance?
Yep.
All right. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Excuse me.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16D, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the position and description for the Senior and Social Services Program Coordinator as recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. Councilor Jaskowitz.
This is a recommendation by the Human Resource Director.
This is a part-time job position.
Yes, and it was not. I think at the time of during the budget hearings, it was referred to as a director. The position doesn't warrant a director title.
So, Councilor Karen, you have any comments on that? I know it's something you were looking for, right?
Well, no, it was brought to me and also brought to the mayor. It was started off as a full-time. The mayor adjusted to a part-time. It will be posted. The mayor has said he would be posting this out after we either approve it or not approve it. Hopefully we'll approve it. It's well needed for the seniors. It's being that many members down there, this would, you know, and when it was mentioned at one of the senior meetings, the seniors were ecstatic about having one. So, yeah.
3,000 members, right?
That's what I'm told.
I think we're in excess of 3,000 members, and the number of programs that the senior citizens director has been bringing forward certainly warrants this, and as was mentioned, they wanted a full time, but I thought it was better to start off with part time and kind of evaluate it as it went along.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, any more questions? Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Laker?
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelia? Favor.
Councilor
Sutter? Favor.
Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16F, Town of Montville hereby resolves to waive the sealed bid requirement 708 alpha of the town charter for the Just Jardins Park playground equipment and associated town fees, as it is in the best interest of the town.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
So this was done as well when they put the inclusive playground over at Fair Oaks, because each company has their own different set of equipment, so it's very hard to put out a big package that would be asking for something specific. So basically what Peter does is he reaches out to vendors that he has used in the past and see who comes in with the most cost effective, you know, what can we get for the most bang for our buck with this?
Yeah. It's pretty typical when you have to sole source for a very unique application or construction. Any other questions?
This project has been kicked down the road for quite a few years. The site itself is in very, very poor condition, and we need to move this along.
Yep, this was on the capital improvement plan that we approved this year. All right, moving forward, roll call, please. Vote.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16G, the town of Montville hereby resolves that Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. be and hereby authorized to execute a contract for 420 units of foot care services for seniors totaling $11,999.40 between the town of Montville and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging Incorporated, and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say that this item, as well as H, I, and J, are part of a $202,264,000 total grants that the Senior Citizens Director has been working on. This is an outstanding effort on her part to put all these together, from the ARPA funds, the regional grants, the medical transport, the foot care, mental health counseling, and homemaker service. Just some of the programs that they're putting together there that are in dire need of, and it's well attended and greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I know. Since I've been on the council for 12 plus years, we've done it every year, and it's an incredible amount of work that she's done to get these grants. So, any other questions? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Item 16H. The town of Montville hereby resolves that Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. be and hereby is authorized to execute a contract for 1,680 units of medical transportation services for seniors totaling $24,528 between the town of Montville and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging, Inc., and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, I just want to say that this amount of money is a grant and is not any cost to the town.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Don't do that.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16I, the town of Montville hereby resolves that Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. be and hereby is authorized to execute a contract for 1,872 units of mental health counseling services for seniors totaling $14,994.72 between the town of Montville and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging, Inc., and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
We need discussion. Let's go to roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16J, the town of Montville hereby resolves that Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. be and hereby authorized to execute 2,080 units of the homemaker services for seniors totaling $33,592 between the town of Montville and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging, Inc., and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. Item 16K, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the resolution entitled Resolution Authorizing the Execution of a Lease Purchase Agreement to Acquire Equipment, a copy of which resolution is attached hereto as Exhibit A, and to waive the reading of the entire resolution and incorporate its full text into the minutes of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is for the M12, right?
Yeah, I just want that to state that this is for a piece of fire equipment that's going to Montville Fire Company, and it is M12. Almost none of the documents have that, and I would like to be that part of the record that this is for a piece of our equipment known as M12. Yeah. Any discussion?
Is this the fire truck that the Public Safety Commission said?
No.
No, this is the pumper.
No, this is one that was actually approved in the 2020,
our last council,
Rob. Yeah, 2023. It was previous council, and then it went out to bid, and they finally got the bid back. Some requirements changed as, so it was approved last town council for $850,000. This one came to us. There was an up amount of about $150,000, and there's a lease purchase agreement that's attached to your, if you read it, and I think it's a pretty good deal.
Okay. I think what you might be referring to, Councilman Uchnick, Public Safety Commission was debating M12's specs.
No, I think it was M37.
Well, I think it was in reference to the medium-duty rescue truck. Which
it's M37. We're not discussing that tonight.
I know that, but I'm just saying that last month, if I'm not mistaken, M12 was an issue that they were just debating the specs and the increase in price
right. Was
what they needed to address.
Okay. Well, I went to finance, and we moved it along because it sounded like public safety had approved it. So,
yeah, they did.
They did.
All right. So, yeah, I don't think there's any question there. So, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16. L, the town of Montville resolves to consider and act on a motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance entitled for the conveyance of an electrical distribution easement across town property for Eversource Energy Utility Installation on Monday, August 19th, 2024 at 6:15. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall in the town council chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I want to point out that I know that this is only to set the date for the public hearing, but I have asked representatives from the company Verigy, who will be doing the work on the solar panels, if there's any questions by anybody on that project and what the easement's about. If anybody wants to hear it, then I can have them come up.
I know the solar panels were approved. I think they're already installed, right? We're getting close, but this was approved at least 2 years ago. So this is just a thing so that they can have the easement to install the final electrical connections.
Right.
Any other discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16M, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the use of $86,267 from the general fund for upgrades to current public safety radio infrastructure to accommodate townwide public safety services as recommended by Police Chief Blanchett.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I think I'd like to ask Chief Blanchett or Lieutenant Radford, if they'd like to come up and just briefly tell us.
He's ready.
Is that why you're standing there?
I don't think you have to ask.
Oh, you know what we want to do.
Snuck up there.
Sorry.
Nominated. That's okay.
Just into my bork here.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. I passed out kind of an informational letter to the council, but I'll read it out loud. And if you have any questions following that, then I'll certainly be happy to answer them. Montville Police Department Dispatch Center for Public Safety needs an upgrade to accommodate the transition of the fire departments onto the 800 megahertz system. We initially looked into upgrading the entire dispatch with new consoles, and after researching costs, we found it to be more cost effective to upgrade the system we currently have. To upgrade the entire dispatch system to a new AVTEC console, which directly integrates with the state radio core, it was determined to be approximately $360,000, and there would also be an annual $25,000 licensing fee. On top of this, we would need to continue to support our current system as a state mandated backup, as the state mandates a backup system for their core access. To upgrade the current telex system, it was quoted to cost $86,267.03. There's no annual licensing fee, and historically, upgrades and service have been part of the telex system. This will give us the equipment needed to access the state system and also simulcast between frequencies during the transition for the fire departments. This will not give us direct access to the state core system, but it will give us access to 50 channels at any given time. The state is looking to test the telex console for access to the core system down the road. If this were to happen successfully in the future, we could upgrade the access, the system access for the system for approximately $65,000 if deemed beneficial to the town at that time. We've had conversations with our vendor, and they'd stated that most likely if this upgrade were to be appropriated, that they could have this completed by the end of the year. I'll answer any questions if anybody has any.
So I'd like to say, you know, you presented this at the finance meeting, and I was really impressed that you guys were able to do this, because we were looking at $360,000 and then, you know, $25,000 a year thereafter. So this is a very huge savings for the town of $86,000, and that's a one time until we got to do some other upgrade, I'm sure. But
yes,
I just want to say thanks. That's a good job on that. So
thank you.
Any other questions?
I see that the resolution is only for $86,267. So Chief, you're going to have to kick in that 3 cents.
Yeah, why'd they leave the 3 cents off?
Yeah, I'm sure we could work with the vendor on that.
All right. No more questions?
Nope.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor, 7-0. The next one is item N. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to add Omnia Partners to the list of approved sources for purchasing without formal bidding procedures.
Mr. Chairman, I think this, I'd like to make a motion to send this to TARP. There was no information on it, and it should have went to TARP first.
All right, we haven't voted on this, so I think that's a good suggestion. Let's discuss that for a minute. I need a second. Or a motion or a
second.
All right. And so with that in mind, let's discuss sending this to TARP. The rationale is we want to send this to TARP because it needs to have
whatever we can about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things I think some of these, when we're putting them on without a formal bidding, I just want to make sure that there are our purchasing policy, and also I'd like to see probably a time that we leave these on, because these resolutions could go on forever. But I think we need to have either 1 or 2 or 3 year that it has to come back to the town council to be put back on. I don't know anything about this company.
They couldn't. Both of them couldn't make it to speak on it. Both from the WPCA, I believe that's true, Mr. Mayor.
No, that's true, and they did ask me to make sure that this was on the agenda, and from the administrator of the WPCA, he's saying that this just gives the town departments an additional opportunity to achieve better pricing through economies of scale purchasing. Okay. This and other purchasing cooperatives have gone through the heavy lift of issuing the pricing requests, doing the advertising and the evaluations, and setting up master contracts that any member can utilize. There is no cost to become a member, and a quick look at the contracts show a few vendors we are already using that might have better pricing models.
Okay. So you're overstepping the purchasing agreement is what they're doing.
Yes, what they're doing is they're establishing just like the state has the bids or the contractors, state contractors, they'll have the WPCA will have their own.
Okay, going back to the intermediate motion by Councilor Karen, If there's no more discussion, roll call vote to send this back to TARP, or send this to TARP to be evaluated.
I'll second that.
So move.
All right. We already had that. I thought you were going to say something, Agnes. I'm sorry. All in favor to send this back to TARP for be reviewed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Going back to the original resolution, I need a second and a motion to.
You don't need it?
Okay.
If there's no second, no nothing, it just dies into.
All right. All right, let's move on. The town of Mount Vernon resolves to pay the deputy register of voters $20 per hour for up to 20 hours each physical year.
So move.
Second. Yeah.
This was pointed out when we were doing a finance, and I think we're just following up and making this a little more direct. It was written up into the budget, but it wasn't formally addressed. So with that in mind, any more discussion on this? All right, hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor, 7-0, favor. Item P, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the funds necessary to implement the tentative agreement with local 1303-341 of Council 4, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, parentheses, WPC employees for the term of July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2028, pursuant to Connecticut General Statute 7-474-B, by authorizing Mayor Leonard G. Brunell Sr. to execute documents consistent with the terms of the tentative agreement.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0. Item Q. The town of Mount Vernon resolves to consider and act on a motion to introduce and set the date for public hearing for an ordinance entitled An Ordinance to Amend Ordinance number 2017-003, Article 1, in quotations, Register of Voters of Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances, titled Officers and Employees, on Monday, August 19th, 2024, at 6:30 p.m. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall in the Town Council Chambers.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Just for a point of reference, that particular job description is done by ordinance, and since the ordinance created, we have to amend it to make the changes to it. So that's the reason we're having that. So, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Item R, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the establishment of a community center building committee. Its compositions to be determined at the town council September 9, 2024 regular meeting.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, so September 9th, we're gonna have this. We're gonna start discussing how that building committee is gonna put together. And this was on a recommendation from the Parks and Recs Exploratory Committee, which was part of your packet. If you have any questions, you can always talk to myself or Kate Southard. She may know quite a bit about it. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. All right, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And last time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right, remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start with Mr. Utnick. Councilor Utnick.
I have nothing. Thank you.
All right. Councilor Lathrop.
Oh, I would like to thank the Build Our Shelter Committee for everything they're doing for the animals in our community. A very often overlooked part of the community, and they bring a lot of happiness to people who might be going through some rough times. So I appreciate all your efforts. And a random side note, you always get those random phone calls when you're on town council. 5 of them recently have been about our police department, and they were all positive things. Yeah, you look a little shocked back there. A couple called with a couple questions on a few things, and they got some answers right away. One person stopped and saw a cop sitting somewhere and pulled over and says, "Hey, do you have a second?" And the cop was like, "Yeah, what do you need? And everything was very positive, and I love that people are able to engage with an officer if they see them out, be able to call in, ask their questions, and get things solved, because you know the biggest problem in our world is people not knowing and not knowing where to go to, and it's great that they have an easy source to go to. So thank you for everything that you guys do.
Thank you. Councilor Sebelia.
I just wanted to talk about, I put together a school supply drive. I did it last year to help out Montville Social Services, and the amount of stuff I collected was crazy. So I'm hoping the response is as good this year. I'm looking for like backpacks, lunch boxes, reusable water bottles.
Crayolas.
What's that?
Crayolas.
Yeah, crayons. Good crayons, right? Not rose art. No, but anything's appreciated. I know Kathy says it's a huge need. There's a lot of families that come in. So you can donate to social services anytime during the week. I'm also doing a drive on a Saturday, August 24th at the Raymond Library, 9 to 2. So appreciate any help you can provide.
You were very successful last year, right?
Yeah, it was crazy last year. So,
yeah. Mayor.
Just want to thank the Good Times Motoring Club again for their all the work they've done in raising money for the canine units in Colchester as well as Montville. And your work is greatly appreciated, and just being the fourth year, I know it involves a lot of work, and it's greatly appreciated. I want to say congratulations to Chief Blanchett and the Montville Police Department on their 1-year anniversary. I think that comments that like made from Councilor Lathrop echoes throughout town of what we're hearing and what we're seeing. I remember when I was a department head, the complaints that came from the mayor's office were often, I wouldn't say a lot, but they were often. And I can say in my time being in office, in the mayor's office, I don't get any complaints. And it just goes to show you, we did the right thing, and I really appreciate it. I want to wish everybody a safe and enjoyable Labor Day.
Councilor Southern.
So there's really a lot of good things happening in Montville right now, and I just want to recognize that. I want to thank Councilor Karen for his assistance with getting the pavilion project going. I know that Parks and Rec really that building is used all the time, not only for the farmers market and the concerts on Thursday nights, but also every weekend it's booked for parties. So the fact that it's going to be an absolute gem and centerpiece of our town makes me really, really happy. Again, we do have farmers markets every Tuesday, as you know, and concerts, the last two, this Thursday and next Thursday. We're so happy we're able to offer this to all of you. And to go back to Councilor Sebelia and Chairman May's comment about rose art, crayons, Crayola. They think they're funny because I'm a teacher, and I said, no rose art. But, yeah, that's about it, and thank you to our animal control shelter folks. I'm sorry you can't make it tomorrow. Another time, call me and let's reschedule that. We love everything that you're doing for our community. So thank you.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
To the people this council and the mayor are doing everything we can do to get that town moving. Really meaning, and to bring in stuff. Planning and zoning is working hard to get stuff in here. Economic development. But it takes time, folks. It really does. But they are working hard. You can see, like the bakery, believe it or not, 163. That place is always hopping if you go over there. That's one thing. It's small, but we're moving in the right direction, and we're working hard to do that. We as a town, when I say that, I don't mean me. We as a town. And the other thing I have to say is I want to thank the committees that I'm supposed to liaison to, because I've been sick. I just had a hip replacement 4 weeks ago, so I want to thank Planning and Zoning, Board of Ed, and that for being patient with me. Thank you.
That's Karen.
I think everyone said enough. I think they said what I wanted to say, so I'll go with to you.
Well, I just want to reiterate that a lot of things are happening in Montville. Things are moving. It takes time. And I know the fishing pier, I started that process probably 6 years ago, and it's up to a spot now where we're probably getting close to getting bids out. And things just take, especially when you get money coming in from state or federal, it just, the way things go. But there's a lot of progress. I look at the pavilion, how much work we did, the foundation and painting and new roof. And these are things that need to be done, things that we didn't pay attention to, and they're catching up. We have a bond that we're going to be talking about on Monday night. A lot of things that we're going to be needed to keep the town progressing. We got new roofs for the town hall, new boilers. Palmer School needs a new roof. The athletic fields, all these different things. Roads, big time. We're looking at roads. So those are all going to be discussed Monday night at a special meeting. So I just want to say that the town is really progressing, and a lot of good things are happening in town. And I just want to say this town council has been doing a great job moving things along. So I just want to say thanks. And I just want to say thanks to the police department, because I see them everywhere. I always wave, and they're doing a good job. Our fire department, you can see all the things they've done this year. It was just incredible the amount of life-saving they've done this year, and different things that, in a community that's been successful, and we've recognized them earlier in the year. And I just thought that, we got a really good community that's out there doing a good job. And with that, everybody have a happy Labor Day, and
make a motion to adjourn.
There you go.
Second.
Have a good evening.
Favor.
Thanks for not including me in the pavilion, even though I work almost as much as
hard. Yeah, it does well.
I'll be smoking up to this.
You really don't have any hours in here? My name's going on plaque.
We had special meetings.
We got the plate.